Welcome to Equipped in Grace, where we talk about following Jesus in the chaos of real life. I'm Vinny Pizarski, and if you've ever wondered how to bring your Sunday faith into your Monday meetings, your parenting, your relationships, or just your everyday mess, this podcast is for you. So let's get outside of the church pew and get equipped for discipleship in the wild world in which we live. Last week, we heard from Jackson Fong about the importance of mentorship and the impact his mentors had on him throughout his life. Then, towards the end of that episode, we began to dive into what it practically looks like to seek mentorship or to seek mentoring others. I'd like to pick that conversation up right where we left off. So, Jackson, we last spoke on what it looks like to begin mentoring others and how that can be an organic process. That may seem intuitive enough, but for clarity, expand on that for us. What does it look like to approach mentorship organically as opposed to inorganically or, say, through a formula of some kind?
The temptation is to say, this is a beautiful formula, follow A, B, C, and D, and you're good.
Right.
You know, we're going to meet monthly, you're going to tell me about all your highs, your lows, your failures, your sins, you know, did you lie to me, you know, type of thing, you know.
Very Methodist approach.
Yeah. But I mean, honestly, life doesn't always work like that.
No. Frameworks are helpful, but they're not. Yeah.
And relationships don't always work like
right.
that. Like sometimes I want to be held accountable and it's important. Groups like Celebrate Recovery and things like that, they have those times and moments. Mm-hmm. But what happens if you're not ready for all that? Maybe if you're not, that's too deep.
Yeah.
I just need to know you care.
Mm.
You know?
It is that first step in, like, I've heard it said 1,000 times, people don't care what you know until they know that you care.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's ironic you say that. One of my college chaplains, that was a big thing for him. Mm-hmm. He would always quote that every time we'd have a spiritual life director meeting and things like that. It'd be how he opened it up and how he closed it off. And I think sometimes when the temptation is like, we feel like we have to know all the answers in order to be a mentor, mm-hmm. or to help disciple somebody. The truth is the beautiful thing is we don't.
No.
We just have to say, I know the one who does have all the answers.
Yeah. Well, and it's recognizing that, like, we're not somebody else's savior. Mm. That's Jesus's job.
Yeah.
We're a piece of the puzzle for them. God maybe has given us something that we see we could give to someone else.
Yeah.
That you talked about, the overflow. People who mentored you, they mentored you out of the overflow of their life, out of the overflow of what God had taught them.
Yeah.
That I get intimidated by the idea of mentoring because I feel like I have to have all the answers. But the reality is we don't. We just share what we know, what our experience is. And you listed a slew of people who mentored you. The reality is we're not going to be the only person pouring into this, you know, individual or group of individuals. Hopefully they're, you know, going to church, or maybe they have another life group they're going to, but like, we're just a piece of the puzzle.
The temptation to want to save or want to fix, it's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, and maybe more so sometimes as a guy, I want to fix everything. I want to help meet people feel better. I want to take care of family. I want to fix your problem, blah, blah, blah. You know, but sometimes to be able to pull back and say, you know what? Why don't we stop and pray? Some of this, I think I have an answer, but maybe God has a better one.
Yeah.
Because I think when we get too stuck on ourselves, we get too stuck on our story, we forget to point people to God's story.
Yeah.
And sometimes we can overlook other people's stories. I want to tell you so much about where God has brought me from. I don't see you hurting where you are right now.
Yeah.
I want to pause for a second. And how are you doing? What's going on in your life? How can I support you?
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe in that, it has nothing to do with my story, but maybe it's because I resonate with your story. I will be quiet and pause and truly listen.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe sometimes that's what's really needed.
Yeah.
And
gosh, the number of times I've had conversations where you just needed people just to listen, not to fix, just to hear. Sometimes that is just what people need, is to be heard. And then they know that you care. And then whatever part of your story that resonates with theirs, shared.
Yeah. The idea of pausing or reflecting, not only on God and His Spirit and His Word, but to reflect also on what people saying, you know, how are they responding? How are they reacting? Do they need more space?
Mm-hmm.
Do they need another moment?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just another moment of time before I run away, before I even say anything, just to pause and listen. And sometimes it's listening for that person. And then sometimes it's listening for God's voice and responding to that person.
Yeah.
It's a tough thing about mentorship or discipleship sometimes, is that sometimes the temptation is we get too caught on the program.
Yeah.
You know, or too caught on trying to finish all the material.
Yeah.
You know,
but it's like we were saying earlier, like it's frameworks are helpful, but they're not the end all be all. And they're just, in some ways, like they're a helpful starting point to form a relationship, but it's just like our relationship with God. My relationship with God is different from your relationship with God. And the relationships we start with people are the same way, can be different and organic. And it's not a structure, a curriculum, a 10-step program is not God.
Yeah. I think sometimes when I look back in the past, I think people have tried to pour into my life in different spaces. And sometimes maybe I wasn't ready for it, mm-hmm. or maybe I wasn't willing to go all the way with it.
Yeah.
You know, and so it was just about those couple steps forward. Or maybe periodically I could run a little bit, but then I needed a pause.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I was prepping to overstep or prepping to jump. And sometimes that space, it's different. And to recognize both being a mentor or working with a mentor is that sometimes those spaces don't always fully align.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of, I want to go this far, but maybe I don't really want to go that far.
Oh, okay.
You know, or I'm trying to cover this material, but so-and-so is struggling because they just had a breakup or they just got laid off.
Yeah.
Or because they just found out they got sick. Maybe they're not ready to go a little further. Maybe they just need time to pause and wait.
Yeah.
And to work through some things.
Yeah.
Or maybe I need to pause and wait because maybe I'm not ready to talk through some of these things, or I'm not ready to lead some of these things, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's the human part of it. And it's mentoring people into a relationship with God, or even into I think of, like, I'm currently learning my job and I've got some people around me who are mentoring and pouring into that. And they know so much more than I know, but they'll address the problems that are right in front of me because my job dictates the tasks and the skills that I need to learn next. There may be a whole curriculum that our company has to teach me, but that curriculum doesn't know what I'm walking through on a daily basis, but they do.
Yeah.
And so they, you know, they answer my questions based on where I'm at, not on where they think I should be.
Yeah. Well, as a simple example, I think a lot about the youth and young adult ministries here. Ideally, I think it'd be great if middle school did a lot about foundational stuff and high mm-hmm. school did a lot about, like, figuring out how do you apply stuff, and college and young adult people could, like, take that and, like, learn how to lead and, like, construct their own stuff and run with it. And all those things are beautiful types of frameworks that in an ideal world, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But different people are at different places. Like, a foundational piece for someone that just started going to church is going to be super different than someone that's been going to church all their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone that is really, really tactile and all about, like the immediate application of things, they're going to thrive on that type of subject. Some people have a hard time with anything subjective. They just need everything to be yes or no.
Yeah.
You know? And then realistically, some people, they love being in the thick of things. They love planning. They love being at the front of everything. And some people, you know, I'm just trying to get through today. Don't ask me to lead anybody else. I just need some hope and encouragement for myself.
Yeah.
Like, why are you asking me to be something I'm not? And so the idea of mentorship or discipleship sometimes means that we got to bend with some of that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, just to pause and to listen and to reflect on who is the person? What is the need? Where am I at? Where are they at?
Yeah.
And to be okay with whatever it is that God stirs up. But again, to do that, you got to be quiet.
Yeah, quiet know? Long enough and be willing to. Something you said in our conversation prior is that if somebody asks you a question, you know, they have to be okay hearing the entire answer. And Tybo hinted that, I don't know if that was in the episode or our conversation prior, that just like when people would ask him about his faith in his work as an attorney, he would give them a chance to retract the question, because if they ask that question, he's going to answer it and they need to be okay with the answer. And I think in the same way, to approach God with that level of surrender, ask the question, who can I be mentoring or who do I need to seek for mentorship? Be open to the answer, because it might not look the way we think it should or the way our preconceptions tell us it's going to be.
There are so many possibilities throughout the church, in the church, around the church, in your neighborhood, with your friends, with your family, with coworkers, classmates, teammates.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs someone to listen to. Everybody needs to be someone to have someone that's going to encourage them, someone to challenge them, someone to walk with them. Sometimes they need it from a peer. Sometimes they need it from someone that is a little more experienced.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes we can offer a little bit. Sometimes we can offer far more than we ever could imagine, but we're not going to get it unless either A, we stop and listen to the other person. And then at the same time, make sure that we're stopping and listening ourselves for what is God telling us? You know, that little poke that every time you see that person, you feel that nudge.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, I need to talk to them. One day you're not going to have that opportunity anymore.
Yeah.
How long do you want to wait?
Yeah.
You know, and again, it doesn't have to be anything drastic. It could be something as simple as season's over, I'm out.
Right.
You know, or, you know, you move or you change schools.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it doesn't have to be anything crazy. It could just be life.
Yeah.
And as life changes, sometimes those opportunities, they come and sometimes they go,
mm-hmm.
you know, and what happens if you miss it? If you miss that opportunity, the temptation is like, oh, I screwed up. I messed everything up.
Mm-hmm.
There were points of times where I felt like that. And then I was reminded that like, God is bigger than that. God has all sorts of people working with him.
Amen.
You know? So if you miss it, then you just pause and you pray, God, I know I messed up. If you want to give me another chance at this, please help me. At the same time, if you don't, please bring a ton of people in their lives to help encourage and challenge them and help them walk with you.
Yeah.
Like if I miss the ball, and maybe I missed the ball a lot, or maybe I missed it with a lot of people, because of God's grace means that God gives beyond what we deserve. I don't deserve another chance, and they might not deserve another chance, but because of God's grace, maybe there'll be a bunch of other chances.
Mm-hmm.
And so we pray that God, because God is love, and God doesn't want anybody to perish. That being the case, what other opportunities might God open? Dear God, please open those up.
Yeah.
And if you want me to be a part of that again, please help me not to miss it.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe I missed all those. Please help me to learn from that and not miss what's in front of me today.
Yeah. Amen to that. Amen to that. I think we're coming into a really good spot to wrap up with those ideas. I resonated very much with the, whenever if you're around somebody and you just feel that poke, you've got something that, you maybe don't even know what it is you're supposed to share with them. And ask them to have lunch. There's no harm in that. And if you don't know where to start in mentoring, obviously pray. But I feel compelled, as part of a shameless plug, since you are a youth director, but start with your local church youth ministry and consider the type of kids that you like being around. Because like our church, we have fifth grade. Well, we have kids all the way up through high school, even into young adults and college. And one of the things I was surprised as I got involved with the high school ministry here, but I was surprised that I related for a long period of time, and my season of life has changed, but for a while, especially when I was still single and not a dad, the junior high kids, I just got along with them in ways that other adults found mind-numbingly insane, because they're a crazy group of kids, but you might surprise yourself with the group of people that you can relate to. And your wisdom is like just the things that you've experienced mean so much to them.
Whether it be that you're interested in college and young adult ministry or high school ministry or middle school ministry, there will always be a group of people within that that will flock mm-hmm. to you, that yeah. will value what you say, that will appreciate you. We've slowly been bringing on new people onto our volunteer staff of all sorts of different types, and they're not the same. And that's okay, because our students are not all the same.
Correct.
Our potential students are not all the same. And as we learn how to navigate that and interact with each other, truth be told, it's a stretching process for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, because how do you, when you come from different backgrounds and you're learning how to serve, that means we have to tweak some of what we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I did it as a kid. This is how they did it as a kid. It's not the same.
Yeah.
But that's okay. If we can take those things together, combine them, and explore the possibilities for where we are now. Again, it's a gut shift across the board for the students as well as for us. The possibilities of what's needed. You think back about where you were at as a young college student. You think back about the struggles you had mm-hmm. as a high school student, how you freaked yourself out trying to figure out yourself for the opposite sex. And as a middle school student, like, what did all of that mean? And how did God bring you through that? There is someone who resonates with your story.
Yeah.
And there's someone that needs your story. And,
amen.
And even on the flip side, maybe you feel like you're done with all of that. What about young married couples?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or what if we just need someone to take a moment for 6 weeks or 8 weeks to just share about something you're really, really passionate about, you know? Or if we try to do, again, there's a number of different things, mm-hmm. short term, long term, a single day,
yeah.
a handful of hours.
Or become part of a life group.
Yes.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Pybo said that as well. It's another example, because he's retired, thought maybe that God was done with him. But no, after we finished recording our podcast, he went right down these stairs and went to his life group that him and his wife lead. And don't be intimidated by that either, because they don't necessarily lead it by themselves. They have other couples. The life group is, you know, everybody contributes to the conversation and the wisdom and the learning and the teaching and encouraging of one another.
Yeah.
So I can't say how many times we've had on this show where community, Christian community, and support of one another has made a huge difference in people's lives.
Yeah. Some people are called to teach, and some people it's easier maybe to facilitate a conversation,
mm-hmm.
you know, to just ask a couple questions
yeah.
and listen.
Amen. I've definitely been in those rooms where you see all those things happening at once with different people. It's part of like our high school ministry here, the person who's good at asking questions and the person who's good at sharing tidbits of wisdom and all of that happening. Your gifts, your story, your walk with the Lord are meant to be shared with other people. We don't live in a vacuum, or at least we shouldn't. So consider that someone whom you feel compelled to talk to. And then after some prayer, if you still feel that compulsion, go and talk to them. Whether you're seeking mentorship or to mentor someone, the reality is we all have something to learn from each other. And we're not meant to live this life alone. Relationships make life richer. Jesus didn't need the disciples to accomplish his purposes here on earth, and yet he chose to have relationships with people in his part of the world for the season that he walked this earth. So let's go and do likewise. Get in the life group, a Bible study, or seek out that someone who's on your heart and mind, and spend time learning from one another. I promise we'll all be better for it. Thanks so much for listening to this two-part series on mentors and mentoring. And in case you missed part one, do check it out in our list of episodes. As always, to be notified of when new episodes are added to that list, just follow or subscribe to the show on the podcast app of your choice. We hope today's conversation has been a blessing to you and your walk with Jesus, and we look forward to having you along for the next one. Till then, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Bye-bye.